Hello, and welcome to Tech Latest by Nikkei Asia, where we bring you the freshest updates from the technology sector in Asia. Every episode, one of our reporters from the region will be filling us in on the tech news on their radar, from semiconductors in China, to space travel in Japan, to startups in Indonesia. From Nikkei Asia's Tokyo headquarters, I'm Alice French. In this episode, I'm talking to our correspondent in Seoul, Kim Jae-won, about how tech giant Samsung could be facing its first ever workers' union strike in South Korea. Hi, Jae-won. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So we're here to talk about Samsung and what is shaping up to be the biggest union action that the tech conglomerate has ever seen in South Korea. And I understand that around 2,000 Samsung workers gathered at a rally in Hwaseong last week. What exactly are they calling for then?
I have covered Samsung for 8 years, but I've never seen before that so many employees gathered to protest. They focused on working conditions. They demand better wages, hefty bonuses, and more paid holidays. But they also want their voices to be heard, as they argue that the management exclude them in negotiations.
I see. Okay, so there's quite a lot of demands that they've got. And for some listeners in other countries, I suppose this union action might seem pretty ordinary. It's not that unusual for workers to be demanding more from their employers. But this is such a big deal because if a strike were to go ahead, it would be the first one Samsung has ever seen, right? And the sheer number of workers involved means that the impact could be pretty huge.
Yes. Union actions and strikes are common in South Korea as well. But this is very unique in Samsung because the company had a no union policy for a long time until 4 years ago, when then Vice Chairman Lee Jae-yong officially gave it up. If unionists go on a strike, this would be the first ever one. Samsung employs more than 120,000 of people in the country, and over 20% of them are involved in the action. And most of the members are from the semiconductor division, which produces more than 40% of DRAM chips in the global market.
Wow, okay, so this does have the potential to be quite disruptive then. And let's just go back to the rally in Hwaseong for a moment. This was much more than just a protest, right? There were K-pop performances and everything. Now, you were there in person. Can you tell us a bit about the atmosphere? Did you get to speak to any of the workers involved?
Yeah, it was not like a typical protest. It was fun, as the union invited a girl band who performed K-pop, American pop, and Latin jazz songs. They clapped and cheered by the upbeat sound. The weather was nice, so it looked like a spring music festival. But of course, they had time to protest. They chanted slogans like "Stop suppressing union" and "Respect laborers." And a masked member made a speech criticizing the company for increasing the cap of board directors' wages by a double-digit number, but raising employees' base pay by just 2 or 3%. Another member from a Pyeongtaek semiconductor office told me that he was upset with the company's stubborn attitude. He said that the management does not listen to employees and crack down on labor activities.
Okay, so it sounds like there's quite a lot of discontent amongst these workers. Now, let's just look a bit more broadly. What are you hearing about how a strike at Samsung, if it were to go ahead, would impact the company and, I suppose, the tech industry as a whole?
Yeah, the union leaders understand the impact of their strike very well. Lee Hyun-gu, vice president of the National Samsung Electronics Union, said that the union does not want a strike because it can deal a blow to the company, the union, and even the country. But he did not rule out a chance for a strike, saying it depends on the management's attitude. What if one or two Samsung semiconductor fabs stop working? It can disrupt the global memory chip supply chain, as I mentioned that the company produces almost half of DRAM chips in the global market. Samsung's influence in the Korean economy is huge as well. The company is the most valuable stock in the Korea exchange, accounting for 1/5 of the whole market cap. Samsung is also a symbol of South Korea's power in technology and manufacturing.
Right. Well, thanks very much for getting us up to speed on that, J1. And it sounds like this is a story that's really only just beginning. And so I hope you can come back on next time to get us updated again.
Thank you. See you next time.
That's all for this episode. You can read more of J1's reporting, along with a host of other stories about Asia's tech industry, on Nikkei Asia's website, asia.nikkei.com. And if you like what you hear, why not subscribe to our weekly Tech Asia newsletter, which will be delivered to your inbox every Thursday. There's a link to sign up in the show notes. And whilst we've still got you, if you're enjoying Tech Latest and would like to support us, please do give us a follow on whichever podcast platform you use. We also really appreciate any reviews you can leave. Thank you for listening, and check back in next time for more updates on the tech trends that matter.